Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, Got Something to Say, brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And I'm excited to be talking with Kelly Wilson, vocational trainer over at Michigan Works. So, Kelly, you've been busy. I'm sure. And with a lot of different things, there are numbers that we don't like seeing with unemployment. But for Michigan Works, you are that safety net for people in our community where you're able to help them get to where they need to go and help them get training, also help them maybe get a job. So let's talk a little bit about what you do over at Michigan Works and how you help people.
Sure. Good morning, Johnny, and thank you for having me on here today. We have an abundance of people that are there waiting to help. I know with the pandemic and the change in the situation with jobs and with people possibly being laid off and not going back to the jobs that they were previously employed with, we can help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so many different career services, because there are some people that maybe have been working in the same job for a number of years, and maybe that job, not only they lost their job in that, but maybe that field is something that is obsolete or the job market is just not very good. So they have to sort of rethink how they do things. And you have to for some even start over and go on a different path, but it's not something that, you're the GPS to the new path, I guess I would say.
That's a good way of looking at it. And that's a good analogy. I like that. Absolutely. I mean, there are some people that are choosing not to go back into whatever industry that they were previously with. Mm-hmm. And how we help is we can assist people that want to research a new career. Could be in healthcare. It could be in manufacturing. We cover all sectors. Specifically right now, we have certified nursing assistants that are actually starting today in a cohort. We're looking to train up to 40 new certified nursing assistants by June 30th. So wow. There's a lot going on with that. And with that, we help with the assessments. We help pay for that as well, between the scholarship tuition and the support services that would go along with it.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that people may not know about is that if you're trying to start something new, when you hear the words go back to school or get more training or that, the dollar signs start rolling for a lot of people and they start thinking, well, there's no way I'm going to pay for that. I don't have a job. I don't have income to be able to pay for that. But there are a lot of great resources and a lot of ways to be able to pay for some of that training through Michigan Works.
There are. And anything that's in demand,
yeah,
we can help cover that tuition. Of course, there's some other things that we go over when we do our assessments and our paperwork and just assess what somebody's comfort level is with certain things. We do a lot of prep work to make sure that this is a good career pathway for them. And if it's not, you know, we have other resources as well that we can help them with. We can help with training and job search, mm-hmm. resume writing, anything to even mentally get them ready to go back into the job market. Because we all know that this has been it's been very trying times and people are just, you know, they are struggling. So we want to make it as easy as we possibly can for them to see us either virtually or come through our doors. Right now we're by appointment only, but we certainly make every availability of ourselves mm-hmm. and my coworkers at Michigan Works in whatever sector they're in to help people get employed again and get trained.
Now, Kelly, tell me about this, because I know you mentioned about assessment and things like that. So say somebody comes to you and says, well, I hear manufacturing is a high paying job. I want to get into manufacturing, but it's not that easy. And maybe that person is just not right for the job. How do you assess that? And how do you go through that? And I mean, give them the explanation that maybe you're not right for that job, but there are other jobs that may fit your set of skills. So how do you assess their skill levels when you have someone come in that needs a job?
That's a great question too. So what we do is when I make an appointment with somebody, they come in and I have them take an assessment. One is called O-net, and across the board, I even have my son do it, you know, because he doesn't, he's 17, doesn't know what he wants to do when he grows
Right.
up. And some of us, you know, depending on what age you are, it doesn't matter. It literally drills down to specifics of certain positions, from pay to what, you know, what the job will entail. You know, if you want to go into nursing and you don't like dealing with blood or anything like that, that may
Sure.
not be the right the position. But that's where we're, I guess we're trained to help people, you know, discover what their passions are and what realistically what they're going to be successful with in what position. So yeah, so then we do also do what's called a CASAS assessment. And
Okay.
I'm kind of maybe getting a little ahead of myself with that, but it's not a pass or fail. It's just another measure that we use to help people identify where they're going to be successful. We don't want to set anybody up that isn't going to be. So we have a few different things that we do and just, you know, basic soft skill interviews and what have you. But we have a really, really good staff at Michigan Works on all levels, from the youth that we serve and the adults that we serve.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think Michigan Works is a great resource for anybody that is maybe out of a job or looking for a job or just looking for a career change. There are jobs available out there. I know that some people may be a little squeamish on changing jobs, and because of the everything that's been going on, they've said maybe I should just hold tight. But if you don't like your job, you're not enjoying it. The quality of life is an important thing. Now more than ever, people are being mindful of that. So that's something that another thing to look at. What about as far as requirements like licensing and things like that? I know for myself, I have a chauffeur's license. I'm not a limo driver, but a chauffeur's license or CDL are things that people can acquire and are actually required for some jobs in order to be able to have that job, right?
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned that because we are currently working with Lake Michigan College on a CDL program and just recently had a successful graduate that did change occupations. He went through the program. He got his CDL. He passed everything. We helped him with the tuition on that. And we also helped him pay for his CDL license and support services. He needed steel-toed boots. He needed a certain type of pants and shirts. Anything that is in demand and helps them to become a success at their job within the parameters that we can work in and the funds that we have, we absolutely love seeing people's lives changed like that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Great to hear. Just one of the many success stories that I'm sure you have with Michigan Works and helping people, and looking forward to more things for people yet to come. And that is good things to know as you're getting started with Michigan Works. And some people may not even think of Michigan Works when they are out of a job. But honestly, I think it's a great resource that you should definitely take advantage of. And Kelly, you and your team, like you said, you're able to do things safely. Yeah, you're doing things a little bit different. Different seems to be the,
Creatively.
yeah, creatively. I like that. That's a better word than different when it comes to how you're helping people at Michigan Works. So if people want to get started and get to know more, or even just know about jobs or training available to them, how do they get started?
Okay, so Johnny, what they would want to do, first of all, is get on our website at www.miworks.org. We have a ton of information on there, from trainings to you know, being able to apply for those trainings online. But we also have we have people answering our phones. We may be remote. We're there a few days a week by appointment, but we have a live human being answering a phone. So somehow you're going to get through. And to start the process, it would be assessing what your needs are and coming to me or a couple of other of my colleagues that do the same thing. And just starting from there, making an appointment, whether it's on a Zoom, could be over the phone or it could be in person. So that's really where the process starts. And also visiting our Facebook page. We did a live yesterday. We do Back to Work Wednesdays with some
Ooh.
good tips and tricks and nuggets.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, definitely. If you're interested or you're looking for a career change, or maybe, like you said, you even got a high schooler that isn't sure what they want to do, taking an assessment or something like that is a great idea. Sometimes
we've got specialists there. We've got our academy there for adult GEDs as well. We have so much under one roof that I could probably talk about it for another hour, but...
Well, that may be a conversation for another day, but Kelly, for now, I appreciate everything that you do at Michigan Works, and I appreciate you taking a little bit of time to chat with me today.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.